You're listening to Wisdom of the Ancients, where ancient wisdom is remembered.
Hello and welcome. Welcome to the Wisdom of the Ancients, beautiful souls. I'm your host, Ian Shelley. Thank you so much for joining us today. We have an amazing show, as always. We have a wonderful, wonderful guest. Thank you for being here in the energy of the community, bringing your amazing vibration to the show. The Wisdom of the Ancient series is about ancient wisdom. It's about what was once known, practices, knowledge, and wisdom, but not only from our own planet, but from other worlds, galaxies, realms, and dimensions too. And the theme for this series is celebrate your light within. Recognize your inherent divinity, your own inherent divinity. Recognize that you are an aspect of the divine. Recognize that the spark of creation resides within you. And let us all be open to receiving any messages that the divine has for us now, so that we become a true offering and do our part to help raise the collective consciousness of the world and all realms. And we call in the ancient ones right now. We call in the beings of love, light, power, and service to support us today and to open our hearts. So let me introduce our next guest to you. Maria Cristina Owl is an international spiritual teacher and ceremonial leader, born from a long line of mediums and channels on both sides of her family. In 2017, she was a featured speaker at the IONS International Conference, where she channeled the Great Mother Presence before an audience of 800 people. Maria has taught indigenous medicine in higher education for over 12 years, including at New College of California, Dominican University, and Naropa University. Maria is also the former Dean of Students at Energy Medicine University. She has guided over 1,000 people through wilderness rites of passage and rite initiations for over 17 years. She has had the great privilege of learning with native teachers from 18 different traditional cultures, and she is deeply rooted in her own indigenous ancestry and identity. Maria has an MA in Integral Counseling Psychology from the California Institute of Integral Studies, and her BA in Culture, Ecology, and Sustainable Community with an emphasis on group facilitation from New College of California. She is also a certified herbalist and a clinical hypnotherapist. So it gives me great joy to welcome Maria to the show. And Maria is going to be talking about Light Worker Awaken, unplug from the fear program and step into the path of conscious leadership. You'll experience what a fear program is and how you'll be able to be released from being plugged in. So as we started the show today, we did have some technical difficulties. So the beginning was actually cut off. So we're joining Maria about a minute into the question. And the question is, what really is a fear program? So that was the question for Maria, and we'll join the show.
Be afraid of our own power, to be afraid of relationships and communicating our needs and deepest desires. We have been programmed. We have been programmed to be afraid. And this has been happening for millennia and accumulating within us over generations and generations. And so now we find ourselves, living in these bioelectric bodies, and our very cells are kind of shrouded and pulsing with this information that isn't even ours. At this time, I'm feeling called to have us all do three intentional tones together. And I'm feeling the first tone being an ah, the seed syllable ah, that kind of lands us in our bodies. The second tone being the Om, that recognizes ourselves as divine spirit in our bodies. And then the third tone being an I am. So let's start with our ah seed syllable. All together, as a village, proclaiming this space is sacred. Ah.
Om. And the I am. Thank you, Ian. That was pretty wild.
That was pretty wild. Yeah, it was a little wild. Yeah.
It felt like I just got a dart went right into the back of my throat.
Oh wow. Yeah, and I don't know if there were any other sort of complications. I looked at everyone, and then I discovered that everyone looked as if they were on hold. So everyone, if you couldn't hear this right in the beginning, do me a favor. Can you just mention that in the question box? Let's say if you're on the webcast, if you can just mention that. Because I'm just very curious, because I know no one was on hold. And then I went back like a minute later, and everyone was on hold, it looked like. So hopefully we caught the intro. Otherwise, but, you know, we are here. We are here now.
We are here.
And we're not going anywhere. We are here. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, and we are standing for truth,
and we're
standing in the
right.
That's yeah.
Right.
Yeah, beautiful. So you were talking about programming, and Maria, what you were talking about was, you know, overall programming that we're absorbing or is being inflicted upon us. In many cases, we're even ingesting the programming, right? You know, through our foods.
Right.
Collective thought forms, you know, thought forms that go into the creation of products that we consume, right? So it can be very, very subtle. Maybe since you're more of an expert on it, certainly than I am, could you maybe talk about some of the forms of programming again, maybe to catch people up who joined a little later who maybe didn't catch the beginning of the call?
Sure. Sure. And as you said, you know, there's ways that we are bombarded on many levels. And just like a computer programming, humanity has been programmed to be manipulated and kind of herded for millennia. And at this time, we have also the electronics that we work with. We have the chemtrails, but also there's the programming that has been multi-generational, that has come down from our ancestors. And, you know, if we just simply are honest with ourselves and begin to ask ourselves really kind of truth-seeking questions around our daily decisions. You know, why am I making this decision right now? Where is it coming from? What do I really want in my life? And why aren't I going for it? You know, why am I perhaps afraid to step into the life of my dreams? Because with every thought we have and every choice we make, we're making a vote for the future of our earth. And, you know, every word we speak, every behavior, the heart field, the resonant heart field of our bodies and of our heart chakra carries our emotional state and beliefs about ourselves and the world out into the greater world, right? So if I'm running a fear program, and I'm criticizing others, or I'm criticizing myself. Perhaps I'm judging. Perhaps I am afraid of being invalidated, you know, for stepping up and speaking my truth, so I just stay small. All of that is kind of going out, rippling out into the world and enforcing those erroneous or limiting beliefs.
And I know that most of us together today or listening to the replay have done some level of self-awareness work in your life. You know, you're aware of the core beliefs that are limiting, and you may know how they run you. You know, you may have been going to therapy or doing these transformational retreats for a long time, so this isn't new for you to talk about this. And I want to encourage us to just keep going and take it deeper, because what I'm noticing is all the different kind of hidden ways that we are being herded. Our minds, the way we think, the way we behave is being manipulated to feed a vision of the earth that really doesn't serve sustainability, peace, health, right? So that's what I wanted to highlight today. It feels like the most important thing right now for me, and I'm really dedicating my work to this right now. Like, let's wake up. Let's wake up and be willing to see what's running us, to dismantle it with love, truth, and forgiveness, and to identify and speak out loud and proclaim who we are, truly who we are, what we're capable of, and then start taking action on that, you know, as an individual, sure, but also as community, together, resource. With the love of community.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. So let me ask you this, because I don't know about everyone, but I think a certain degree of people, do you think, would have difficulty in recognizing these fear-based programs within ourselves? Would we have difficulty recognizing them within ourselves? Or if we've achieved a certain level of consciousness and awareness, we know, and we either choose to do something about it or not to choose something, choose not to do something about it. So I guess to simplify the question is, if we're on an awareness path, a spiritual path, where we're aware of our actions, et cetera, is it pretty clear if we are still running fear-based programs, or does someone really have to point it out to us?
I believe that if we are devoted to a path of awakening, that we've reached a point where we know that we must have trusted peers, colleagues, mentors in our lives who can continue to be our mirrors and honestly share with us when we feel out of balance to them. And I don't know, you know, all of the spiritual the people in my life who I look to as, you know, wisdom keepers, those who I very much respect for their humility on their path, they wouldn't dream of thinking they know it all, right? They wouldn't,
right.
They just wouldn't dream of, you know, being self-sufficient, because that's isolating again, in a way. And as we wake up, what I believe and what I've witnessed is that we get stronger and stronger because we become more connected to everyone, everything. And we realize that indeed we are not an I, but a we. You know, we're part of a greater organism, which is a part of a greater organism, which is a part of a greater organism, on and on. And that means that there are, you could say, like checks and balances within the greater organism, so that everything, every part of the great consciousness of the universe is constantly being fed nutrients, so to speak, fed feedback. You know, you're in balance, you're out of balance, you're in congruency, you're out of alignment, you're out of harmony, come back into harmony. Here's some love to help you with that, you know?
You know, that was, hopefully I'm not interrupting you.
Please go ahead.
You know, what you just said there, said in a different way, we are the nutrients of the collective consciousness. It's such an amazing paradigm that you've just, you know, brought into the space, is that we are the nutrients of the collective consciousness. We feed the collective consciousness. It's just a beautiful, okay. beautiful way of actually looking at that, and also really helps us to understand our role and truly our effect on collective consciousness.
Yes.
You know, if we think about yeah. it as if we're the ones that are actually providing the food, are we nourishing the collective consciousness
mm-hmm.
or are we depleting the collective consciousness, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
And that's the question. That's what I'm really interested in. You know, this is a conversation that I think is needs to be right in front of us right now for us to look at and engage with. How am I impacting the field, quantum field right now? And remember, it's your vote. What are you voting for? What kind of earth do you want future generations to inherit? Because that's what's happening right now with every action, thought, behavior, etc. And the way that I have, the way that in my communion with the higher dimensional helpers that I work with, they have brought in a wonderful kind of daily practice that has been helpful to me. And they kind of anchor it to these simple words of yes and no. And you could see it kind of like the universal law of attraction and repulsion. Where are your yeses and where are your nos? And when you think about yes, yes is your vote. Yes is what you're feeding. Your yes, whatever belief you are saying yes to, that is what you're feeding nutrients to and growing, whether negative or positive. Wherever you're saying no is the place where you are setting a boundary, you could say, and closing the door. So and whether positive or negative, again. And so what are you saying yes to and what are you saying no to in any given moment? And there's one spiritual teacher who passed away. Her books are incredible. Her lectures are incredible. She was a full-body trance medium, Eva Pererikos. And she, her guide that came through her in her channel transmissions called this the yes current and the no current, or the positive polarity and the negative polarity, right? And so we want to, in our path of awakening, we want to continue to be vigilant, to notice in every moment that we can, what are we saying yes to and what are we saying no to? And so even myself, you know, the other day, noticing out of the blue, like, oh my goodness, how long have I been spiraling in this kind of diatribe of insecure thoughts? Like, has it been 10 minutes? Has it been an hour? And I suddenly, like, woke up to where my thoughts were. You know, I had kind of fallen asleep for a period of time and woke up and, like, I've been saying yes to these fear programs in myself and feeding them. So that means that I'm in reversal. I am feeding the reverse grid, rather than the harmonic grid, right? So that means I need to come out of reversal, make a conscious decision, call in support,
whether that's calling up a friend or just calling in support of the guides of the light of Mother Earth. Call in support of higher self and come back into harmony. Come back into harmony. Close the door on reverse grid, the lies, the deception, the illusion that is depleting life. Say yes to the harmonic grid, the truth. I am an intricate part of the sacred web of life. I am valuable. I am relevant. I am connected to everything. I am pulsating with love. I am receiving and giving energy right now. And, you know, and I feed nutrients to the future planet I desire because the future is right now.
Yeah, so profound. And I think a lot of people get caught in that, not necessarily a spiral, but, you know, almost like a web where there's a little bit of inertia. And you've got the awareness where you call in the support. And you've reached that point where you call in the support, so you know what to do. You've also got some daily practices that also help you keep your awareness at a certain level where, you know, we don't let it go too far, right? So we catch ourselves because we realize the importance of the nurturing, of the nourishing, realize the importance of our thoughts, deeds, and words. So what are some of your daily practices that you can share with people to maybe, you know, help people get to a place where they have a very similar level of awareness?
Yeah. You know, I think that it's different for everyone. I am a very visual person. So I like visuals. I have pictures and, you know, all over our house on the Big Island of the Earth. You know, I just have a picture of the Earth on the refrigerator, like in my office, so I can see the planet, you know, from space. Looking at our planet, looking at how beautiful it is. Every time I see a picture of the Earth, I'm just anchored back in, completely present to my devotion, my devotion to this planet and humanity and all creation here, you know, and I believe in us so much. I also will, again, you know, I'll print up my statements, my proclamations of my deepest values, and I'll put them where I can see them. You know, I believe in humanity. I know we will wake up. I believe in my own heart. I believe in the power of love. I can trust love, right? And whatever these statements are for each person, to identify them and to put these touchstones around you, you know, embed them into an actual object on your altar, carry it in your pocket, feel it. And I know this is a very common tool that lightworkers use because it works. It works. We're tactile. We like touch. We like to, you know, engage with things. So visually, sensually, connecting, using water, you know, whenever I am working with clients and we do a big clearing, you know, or students and we do a big clearing of core beliefs that are limiting and enslaving their mind and wash that out, clear that out, reprogram, recalibrate, anchor in the truth, and then go run your hands under water, under running water, and feel all that going down the drain. You know, and letting the earth take it. So simple daily practices like that. But I want to emphasize this practice in particular. It may not be a daily practice, but certainly it could be a weekly practice of creating an accountability pod, right? Pick two or three people who are your go-to team of lightworkers who you absolutely trust. And get on the phone once a week for half an hour and let each one speak you know, what they're composting and what they're amplifying. And the team of you will work together to see that compost, the limitations compost, the lies compost, see it dissolve and become neutral in the love light field, and then amplify together the truth and speak out loud activation mantras, I am statements, together, right? This is powerful. Yeah, doing it together.
You know, I'm really picking up on a common theme here, Maria, and that is it is so difficult to do this alone without the support, be it the support that you have from, you know, people in the flesh, you know, human beings here, or various forms of support, spirits, guides, higher beings, et cetera. You know, so there's two things. One is calling on the support. You mentioned that earlier. And then having the support, right? So, you know, if someone, let's say, for example, they don't have, maybe they don't have friends or a support group. And there are people in the community who don't yet have those people around them, physical people or people they can reach out to. Many people are actually ostracized by family and friends or maybe afraid to speak their truth. What can you share for people in that situation, you know, calling on other beings and realms? What can you share to really give them some hope or some guidance?
So one thing that I've noticed is part of our fear programming is being followers. And I'm speaking like the word follower in like in the reverse grid way, right? Energy of it, where we are waiting. And so reverse grid, one of the main three archetypes in the reverse grid are the trauma triangle archetypes of the victim, perpetrator, and savior, right? And we have been programmed to be victims and to wait to be saved. We've been programmed to be victims that will save others and not ourselves, be self-sacrificing and neglecting. You know, and then sometimes we're in so much pain that we perpetrate unconsciously or consciously because we don't know how to get our needs met. And so when this is happening, one thing that the victim does is like wait to be saved. And I want to help people, you know, to like notice how we are behaving in this way. Where are you behaving as the victim, as the savior, as the perpetrator? And how can you invoke and be proactive and initiate in yourself and then initiate in your community situations, environments, and group connections that are rooted in honesty, that are safe containers for honesty and sharing and coming out of the closet, so to speak, as light workers, as sensitive people, you know, of people who have been afraid to show their true face in the world because it has not been welcomed, you know, the intuitive feminine gifts, so to, you know, as an example. So this is where I get really excited and like cheerleader. I get my cheerleader pom-poms out because I found that for myself, I needed to see other people doing it first. I needed to see people speaking their truth. I needed to, I sought out examples of who I wanted to become, people who had liberated themselves more than me from the fear programming. And that once I could see it, I'm like, they gave themselves permission, you know, to dance and sing and connect and love, I can do that too. How can I do that? Okay, you know, I need some cheerleaders. Okay, now I'm going to try it. Ooh, that was scary. Okay, I'm going to try it again. Oh, now I'm building the muscle. Okay, now it's second nature. Now I can do it, right? And that it does take steps of growing the muscle of leadership within ourselves. And it's worth it and it's necessary and the earth needs it and future generations are calling us into our sovereignty is how I feel about it, right?
Mm.
So leaderfulness, yeah.
Yeah, leaderfulness. But you just said future generations are calling us into our sovereignty. And I think that sometimes we forget that.
Yeah.
We forget that. We forget our innate divine power. We forget that we are an aspect of the divine. And this is what this theme is about for the Wisdom Show, is celebrating your light within. So this is a beautiful, beautiful dovetail into that. And so if we're standing in front of the mirror and we're looking at ourselves, maybe we have the victim mentality, or maybe we in self-sabotage, or maybe we have self-doubt, self-worth issues. You know, the reminder that's coming forth right now is that you are truly a light worker. You know, we are almost like the royalty. We are the ones who are kind of paving the way for those coming after us. And so it does take choice, as you mentioned earlier, Maria. It takes choice, and then it takes work. It takes effort. It takes actions. And I love what you said about seeking people out. It's all about taking action. So we don't,
mm-hmm.
you know, we don't just stand by the wayside. We take action where it's needed.
Yeah, absolutely. And what you said is so important. Because it is that division, anything that separates us, divides us, isolates us. This is the fear programming. This is the programming that would have us be disempowered and enslaved. And that all of our creative and mind power is feeding the reverse grid, right? And we want to recognize that. And how am I isolating? How am I waiting for somebody else to do it, to find me, to choose me, to approve of me before I can step out? A fear of making mistakes. Like, this is all what we've been conditioned into to keep us small. You know, and then again, like the epigenetics of it all, the multi-generational inheritance of the fear programming and the self-doubt and the trauma. And so here we go, daily practice.
Mm-hmm.
Ask yourself this question every day. How can I create more connection and trust in my relationship? Or in this situation or that situation that is before me right now, or this decision or that decision. How can I help to foster more connection, trust, care in, you know, in my life? That is being a spiritual activist. That is draining the reverse grid and reclaiming our power and nutritionizing, my new word, right? The harmonic grid.
Mm-hmm. Mm, we'll write it down. Well, it's already in our field. I mean, yeah. You've spoken it, and you've radiated that word out in vibration as well. So it's in our space. That is in our space, that word there. I didn't write it down because I couldn't spell it.
Nutrientizing.
nutrientizing. Beautiful, beautiful. Well, let's do this. Let's go to the phones and see what comes. So everyone, if you'd like to ask Maria a question, star 2 to raise your hand. Maria does have higher helpers. Maria can channel higher helpers as well. We don't want to go too far, you know, and spend a long, 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 long time with the channeling right now. So if you have a question, just, you know, if something wants to come through and you want to ask Maria a question about the content or about anything, hopefully I'm not putting you on the spot, go ahead and raise your hand and we'll see how it goes. And then towards the end, we are going to be doing, well, Maria is going to be channeling towards the end as well. And that is going to be the Syrian Council of Light. And they have a message of love and transformation for all of us. So that's going to be later on. So that is already in the energy. I can feel, actually, the Syrian Council of Light here already.
Yeah.
And I'm sure, Maria, you'll tell us they've been here for the whole show as well.
Yeah.
So I know they're waiting to almost really patiently, very patiently to share with us. So let's go to the phones first. Mm. And we're going to go to Lancaster, Pennsylvania, and the last four digits of the phone number are 2423. Lancaster, Pennsylvania, you're on live with Maria.
Hello.
Hi,
Maria. Aloha.
Hi, my name is Tina, and I actually was just writing in, but I'm glad they got called. Right now, at the moment, I'm really dealing with my daughter, who's 16, that has a friend that she, the girl, I'm very concerned about her friend, but she's been manipulating and controlling my daughter for years now. And I've just sort of been trying to sit back and, because I don't want, I want my daughter to make her own decisions. And, but to approach this whole subject is, I don't know how to, I mean, the girl spent 20 minutes yesterday pounding the door. I mean, because she wasn't getting her own way. I my daughter's not aware of this yet, but I just don't know how to reach out and help her, or should I just step away from it and just keep on letting and listen and just be there because I have enough of my own. I mean, I don't know. It's...
Thank you. I can feel your love, your concern
for everybody.
And for everybody, for this girl, there is, as mama and as adult consciousness and as, you know, a spiritual, someone on a spiritual path and a light worker, you hold responsibility to a degree. And also, as you are intuiting, there is also a level at which, you know, we must let go. And
right.
So let's first talk about the part around the responsibility. Perhaps there are opportunities in your relationship with your daughter to not talk specific, well, two ways. You could talk specifically with your daughter about how she feels, how she's witnessing this girl, her friend.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what is she seeing about her? What is her intuition telling her? What's her gut telling her? You know, is she afraid for her friend? Or, you know, is
she
angry and not able
yeah.
to express it? Or basically,
she gets very upset
curious.
With her. She gets very upset with her, but there's this girl, I'm realizing now, the girl's name Jenna, her life has not been really good. And I mean, I've always, my heart's always gone out for her. But I also think that we all have to own our stuff. And I've made bad choices and I've done bad things, you know, but I own it, you know, and she doesn't. And she goes to saying she's going to commit suicide constantly or cutting herself. And every time my daughter comes in to see me, it's like Jenna just wants my daughter in her life so much that she is like, and my daughter is, there's something about my daughter that needs this for some reason
yeah.
because
so,
she's very strong in so many ways, but then she gets very upset about it. But like last night I got this call from somebody that my daughter may be involved at saying that this girl abused, like an adult actually abused
right.
Jenna.
So this
hurt
is
her.
Where
like,
you get
that.
To let go. This is where you get
okay.
to let go. Let go.
That's
just in the, in the form of, so there is a difference between being compassionate and being a spiritual activist
and emanating love, you know, calling divine grace to intervene, calling in the helper.
I did that last night, yes.
And then yeah. That's what you do, Mama. That's what you do.
That's all I can.
And
yeah.
Otherwise, you know, what is causing suffering, what causes us the most suffering is our attachment and feeling disempowered and feeling that we don't have control. And this goes for everybody. When we get,
I think that's what this little girl is.
Contracted.
I think a lot of her thing. Yeah.
When we get contracted and grasping and gripping for control, we cause incredible suffering in our own consciousness. So we have to let go and do what we can do out of love, not fear. Because fear,
yeah.
Remember, fear is the programming and fear feeds the reverse grid. So let's be the harmonic grid and continue showering her with light and continue educating in your perfect, authentic way, educating your daughter how to take care of herself.
Right.
Emotionally, energetically. Teach her how to put up a strong auric field around herself and fill it with her self-love color. And, you know, that's what you can do. And then you know that higher self is guiding the rest.
Yep. That's what I've been told. You.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tina. Much love. We're holding space for you here.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Let's go to Burns Lake, British Columbia, and that's going to be 8288, the last four digits of the phone number, Burns Lake, British Columbia. You're on live. Are you there? Anyone there? Hello? No? Let's go to... Exactly. Okay, well, let's go to Palm Springs, California. Palm Springs, California, and 6783 are the last four digits of the phone number. Hello, Palm Springs, California. Beautiful Palm Springs. All right. Well, we gave it a try. There is someone on the phone here, 7070, the last four digits of the phone number. 7070 on the phone. So everyone with their hand up is not coming through. Okay. All right. So let's go to the questions here. Okay. Beautiful. This is Emma from Ireland. And I know, Maria, it's difficult because there's no back and forth on the web here. And let me just read this question to you. Emma from Ireland is asking, hi, Maria, what do I need to do now in order to begin doing my healing work, which is Reiki? Is the time right? Am I ready? Do I need more healing first? I'm very drawn to shamanic training. Do I need more training and healing, or can I try begin my work now? So, you know, either Maria, if you want to tune in and find out, or maybe answer generally as well, it's up to you, whatever's coming through.
Thank you. Is it inappropriate to hear her last name, or is it just Emma?
It's Emma. It's not given. Emma from Ireland.
Oh, I see. Emma from Ireland. Okay,
yeah.
Let me tune in. So Reiki training. I'm connecting with you, Emma, feeling your heart. When I first heard your name, my heart kind of leapt a little bit, like a joy and a connection. Okay, so this is what's coming through. There is an opportunity. So I see an image of you and you are ready to take a next step, but I also see something at the back of your neck, a little lower, like in between your shoulder blades, and it's almost like a hand is, you know, holding your shirt, like the back of your clothing or something. You know how, like, just holding like the collar of a shirt in, behind you and pulling you back. And it's pulling you back to a, like an actual moment in time in your past. And so there's something also, there's mother energy around this hand that's pulling you back. So this is energy that's coming in through the back of your like throat chakra, but lower, almost between heart and throat chakra, and wants you to, there's a little bit of control there. There's a little bit of maybe fear for you there. Perhaps you're stepping outside the box and not conforming to a familial protocol or something like that. And there is an opportunity. So the guides are saying there's an opportunity here to, if you want to begin by writing a letter to this person or people in your family, and or also speak your truth to them in person. That can sometimes feel more challenging, but can be very liberating. It depends on who they are. You know better than I if this is safe for you or emotionally, energetically. Yet there is something that must be completed. There is something in your relationship with your family that is not complete. Incomplete grief, incomplete conversation that must be complete so that you can be 100% 2 feet leaping into your next step. If you leap into your next step now, it won't be all of you. There will be something of you that is still remaining in the past, incomplete. And that will be carried into your future work with clients, students, etc., and will be projected into that field, right? Your perception won't be clear until this is dealt with. So blessings, blessings, blessings. Don't forget to call in your helpers to support you in this clearing.
Wonderful, wonderful. Thank you. I think, Maria, what I'd like to do now is take everyone through your offer, because we're going to be doing you'll be doing the channeling of the Syrian Council of Light in just a little while. And you've mentioned that sometimes that they have a lot to impart, a lot to share. So we want to make sure we leave a good amount of time for that. And so I did want to have everyone take a look at what you're offering, because that does include a Lightworker Core Activation Series. There's also live group work there, and there's also recordings from Hathors and Pleiadians and Syrians and Arcturians and Sekhmet as well. And I know that Sekhmet came to you not too long ago. In fact, very recently, as you were tuning into the energy of what to offer the wisdom of the ancient community. And so I'm very excited to hear a little bit about that. So I wanted to give time to honor people hearing about your offer. So let me just tell everyone. So everyone, if you're on the webinar page, then you would click the special offer. That's the orange button. And that'll take you to the page that says, Maria Christina Owl special offer. So go ahead, Maria, and take us through the option one and the option two, and let everyone know what's included.
I will. You know, I love that the symbol of wisdom of the ancients is a lion head, too.
Mm-hmm.
And Sekhmet is the lion-headed Egyptian goddess. And she came through when I was designing and downloading this offer for your community, our community. And so my creativity brought through a beautiful accumulation of past live events all put together in a transformative flow for offer one. And so in offer one, Here's what will happen. Here's what's going to happen, people. You will transform overwhelm into grounded presence. And so this is
This is the live recordings from a lightworker boot camp. There were about 33 people in the room. The higher dimensional helpers came through, and the transmission is very alive in these, you could call them like invisible surgeries. And so as people listen to this, they are being removed of implants, etheric implants, and nanotech implants. This happens through the Pleiadian Council of Light. And then the endocrine and chakra systems go through a healing, clearing, and recalibration. And this is through the Arcturian Medical Guild, who comes in and puts us in holographic chambers. And to close and integrate that first module of transforming overwhelm into grounded presence, there is a rainbow body integration process that goes through the chakras and the endocrine systems to anchor them into the new calibration. And so I know I'm using a lot of words right now to describe this. And so I know that you can also feel it as I speak it. Because these are very real spiritual surgeries, we highly recommend that you listen to them when you have spaciousness, that you prepare to receive them, that you are lying down and you have water with you, that you're comfortable, and that you have time to integrate afterward. So the second module in option one is healing the root cause of disconnection and embodying self-love. This is from another live event we did with the transmissions that are full of, you know, the very real energy and presence of the guides. In this one, the guides, the Great Mother of Compassion comes through and does a very deep heart healing for everyone. And then there is an invitation to receive the invisible surgery from the Arcturian Medical Guild in the holographic chamber. So this is, of course, clearing and recalibrating the heart chakra from all old patterns and fear programming. Yes. That takes us into breathing into your new heart and then into an integration process with my husband, Dwayne, and I. Again, spaciousness. You do not want to listen to these two transformational activations back to back. I would space them out by 1 or 2 days. Then the third module is deep healing and recalibration as you step into your tribe, your true calling and your tribe, your community. And so this is everybody. Right. Everybody who comes into option one, you're all going to gather together. You're all going to be live together on a call, witnessing this webinar together. So you're in a group field, and therefore you're amplifying the transformation, the clearing, and the activation. So the webinar is Sekhmet. Sekhmet, the Egyptian goddess who comes to us to empower us, to help us step into our sovereignty and help us compost all the fear programming and the past wounding, compost it into light, compost it into nutrients that we get to feed into the harmonic grid. We get to reclaim our mission, our purpose, and our leaderfulness, our voice, right? So Sekhmet does this incredible activation for us. She guides you into the healing aqua light. She invites you into the mystery and the Great Mother womb to dismantle the fear and to open into your true essence. And then she invites us to step out into the world again, into our larger selves, our larger shoes, as she calls it, leaving your old shoes behind, stepping into your larger shoes as a light leader, whatever that means for you. And there is a bonus, of course, with that. And this is a dragon creation dream meditation track that I made. It's an ambient soundscape that I channeled
that I use all the time for shamanic journeying and prayer and intention setting. So that felt like I absolutely had to gift that to everybody as a bonus, because it's it came through right when I was preparing for this visit with all of you today.
Mm. Wonderful. Thank you.
And I want to talk about option two. Is there anything else I should say about option one?
I don't think so. You know,
is that good?
Maybe about the galactic helpers and just how they how they come in and maybe there's some specifics of what they might help with.
So, okay, so for many years, I have been a medium and channel my whole life, but really through many, many spiritual initiations and kind of learning the hard way, I'll say, I honed my gift to a point where I'm able to bring through and be a vessel for these very pure allies. And they are in the higher dimensions. There are some in the fourth dimension, but most are in higher. Most are in fifth, sixth, and seventh, and some eighth. And they come through, they're outside of time and space. They come through to guide humanity, to guide the planet. And many of us are familiar with them and are already in communication with them, such as the Sirian Council of Light, the Hathors, the Arcturian Council, the Medical Guild, the Pleiadian Council. And then we have our Ascended Master helpers who know and love us, who we know and love, and including the Archangel Presences, including Yeshua, Mary Magdalene, and Mother Mary, including Kuan Yin, Green Tara, including Saint Germain, and these beings. And then there are Isis, Horus, and Sekhmet. And so these beings come through. We have often this larger body of wisdom is starting to come through in the last year. They call themselves the Council of 50, not because they're 50 individuals, because they are 50 representatives. They're representatives from 50 different, you could say, races, planetary bodies who are on a galactic council, and they are beginning to really, really call in humanity and the earth to participate in this council. And so the Council of 50 is coming through in these channelings with guidance, with love, with creative opportunities for us to transform ourselves, to be courageous with their help. They are definitely recalibrating us. Many people who experience these invisible surgeries literally feel them. They feel them energetically. They feel touches upon their head, like somebody's actually touching them and moving things around. They feel temperature shifts in their bodies, chills in a good way. And that's why we really are very clear with people to prepare. You know, don't listen to these when you're busy. Really give yourself the benefit of the full transmission, the full recalibration, and really take care of yourself afterwards. You know, drink electrolytes, take a sea salt bath, right? Sleep, rest, pay attention to your dreams. Because this is very real. We've done this enough times in the last 3 years with hundreds of people, and we have seen the power of it over and over again. When we open the door to commune with these higher helpers, we are outside time space with them, and we are receiving very real transmissions and activations from them.
Wonderful. Sounds so, so powerful, beautiful. And then you also have an option two, which is
really an extension of option one. So everything that you've just spoken about is included. And then what else?
So option two is the one I'm very excited about because I get to be with you.
Mm-hmm.
And though I get to be with you in option one in a virtual way and in a more of a, you know, you get my transmission and my love through the transmission, but I actually get to be with you in person in option two and to be in community with you. And the way that I wanted to create a community that was intimate, where everybody's going to get individualized attention, yet we are creating a pod. Like I mentioned before, you know, call your friends up, create a pod. Well, I created pods in option two. I want you to gather with me, and there's going to be me and four others, and we're going to amplify for each other what you are ready to step into. We're also going to amplify what is being composted. And I get to be present with you, but also I get to be the great honor of channeling through Sekhmet, who is the one who designed these cohorts. So she's like the Lionheart leadership cohort. We're going to do this. We're going to offer it four times. So there's going to be four groups of four that are going to meet with me for 90 minutes on different days. You can only be in one group, not multiple groups. And when we meet, we have 90 minutes together, and you're going to get unstuck around your leadership. You're going to learn how to protect yourself energetically from denser energies attaching to you. So unplugging from the fear programs. We're going to identify those fear programs so that you can liberate yourself because you'll have illumination about what's really limiting you. And we're going to have you proclaim out your true essence, deepen into your values, and take next steps to live into your values every day, therefore choosing the life of your dreams and taking very real steps to live into your dreams, right? So proclaiming that you're free, proclaiming that nobody can control your life, that you are sovereign. And this is what we're doing in these small groups. Each person's going to get a focus, basically like Sekhmet wants to work with each person. Sekhmet is going to look into you, answer your questions, and speak directly to you. And I just did a whole day of sessions for clients while in a state of channeling of the higher guides, and whom I can't even express the incredible transformation and power that we all experienced in these sessions. And so I'm like jumping out of my skin, excited for these small groups that I get to bring through Sekhmet to work with people and to have the amplification of the community. That's what I'm all about anyway, is community.
Mm.
So that's option two. And of course there is like another really special bonus that comes with option two. If you do join the small group with me, you know, we're going to go really deep together, and then I'm going to, give you another amazing recording of a live group channeled session that is all about elevating out of the negative polarity and coming into the way of sacred union within yourself, about the male-female energies coming into sacred marriage in your own being, which is a surefire way to pop you out of the fear program.
All right. Beautiful. So there are only 12 spots available for option two. And so you can hear how powerful that is. You'll be one of four people that gets on the phone with Maria, and it's going to be 90 minutes. And they'll be, you know, channeling with Sekhmet and also some real good one-on-one time in that group, of course, with Maria, as she mentioned. So there's four
people per small group, and there's three small groups. So that is available right now. So if you are feeling any sort of calling to work deeper with Maria, you know, obviously option one is amazing. And there's some really, really powerful and profound and really deep work that can be done with option one. But if you're wanting that one-on-one, so to speak, in the group setting time with Maria, then there's only literally 12 spots. So three groups of four. So I suggest if you're feeling called, tune in and make your decision, take action if you're feeling called. Okay, so beautiful. So option one is available for everyone, and option two, those 12 spots are available. So wonderful. Oh, we've also split them into two. Even option two is also split up into two payments, everyone. So that's something that you can always do here in the Wisdom Show. So thank you so much, Maria, for really putting together this really wonderful, wonderful offer. There's so much in here. You know, if you just look at even option one, and let me strike the word even, the Lightworker Core Activation Series. I mean, to be able to get the transmissions from all those galactic beings, you know, it's not just the Hathors, it's not just, you know, Arcturians. You know, if it was one of those, it would be powerful, but you get a transmission from so many beings to help in so many areas that they are specifically disciplined in. So, you know, the Arcturians are specifically disciplined in healing, right? And other things,
right,
too, but really, so you really get
the hologram,
a good array.
The physical body. Yeah. The Pleiadians are very specific about human psychology and emotions and clearing etheric toxins. And then the Arcturians, of course, tend to our the hologram of our physical blueprint. And yeah, it's amazing. Yes, the Syrian Council is very, very much speaks to our higher selves and calls us into ascension and our awakening. And the Hathors, of course, they just use the sound activation, which, oh my goodness. And we have an incredible sound shaman playing Tibetan bowls and gongs in the background of those transmissions. And the Lightworker Core Activation Series. So the Hathors come through very strongly with their recalibrating our systems. It's so good.
Wow. Yeah.
So
right,
amazing.
Right. Yeah.
We're so, so lucky to have these.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you again for that. Let's go ahead. If you are okay with it, I think now would be a really great time for the channeling, since we're on the subject.
I know. They're coming through already. My eyelids are fluttering, and my eyelids have been fluttering the whole time. So I have my crystals with me, and I invite anyone who feels so moved to light a candle or to hold up one of your favorite crystals. Because what the higher dimensional helpers like to do is they like to clear our crystals. They like to bless and infuse water with light, healing light, so that when their transmission completes, you get to drink that water or use that crystal, and it's been activated for you. So as you do that, I am going to breathe, and you might hear me do some interesting breathing as they come in. It's just kind of what happens for me, so you might hear that. And then when they do land, they'll greet you in their own specific way. So I'm going to be silent now and let them come in. And also just to invite everybody to open in gratitude, to really draw in your energy into your own body right now, to fill yourself up with your energy, your essence, and to be in a yes vibration, meaning, yes, I welcome you higher dimensional helpers to
intervene in a loving, graceful way in my life. Yes, I'm willing to receive this transmission. Yes, 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 right? The yes, positive polarity, harmonic grid, yes. And as you do that, I will bring them in. Thank you. We greet you. We are the Hathors. We come in collaborative community with the Syrian Council and all those aforementioned in this gathering with great, what you would perceive as smiles upon our faces and in our hearts. There are the multitudes of helpers here with you now. We come with joy to serve humanity, to take the leap into a collective identity, community, an understanding of self. We emphasize that the opening into your true self is a collective and an individual journey. You cannot do it alone yet. You must make these choices in your innermost being, and no one can do it for you. We can sense in many of your hearts a deep desire to be free. To be free of the limiting, especially inner dialogues. To be free of nightmares, insomnia, to be free of exhaustion, to be free of the scrambling to survive, perhaps, to survive emotionally, to survive financially, to survive in one's relationship when there is an imbalance of energy exchange. We would highlight this word survival, because survival is a key word that you should recognize when you are identifying yourself within the reverse grid fear programming, as it has been called. When you identify a scrambling to survive in any aspect of your life, then you are identifying the part of you who is plugged into false beliefs and programming. For dear ones, there is no need to scramble to survive. All the illusion that has been pulled over your eyes, telling you that there is not enough, showing you images of wastelands, emotional wastelands, spiritual wastelands, no one who can be trusted. These are lies. For as the veils drop, as your heart begins to open and trust, you will feel the nourishment begin to stream in And like a vessel, the vessel that you are, you will fill. You will fill with the light of your own essence. You will fill with the light of truth. You will fill with the consciousness of the pure divine radiant one. That you are a particle of, an emanation of, completely unseparable from, you are this. There is no such thing as wasteland. There is no such thing as starvation. A starvation for love. For you are the eternal source of love itself. And this has been the greatest manipulation of the human mind. The human mind has been turned against itself, against the very organism of being that you are. But no longer, for you are living in times of liberation, the great purification times on planet Earth. This is your moment, humanity, men, women, children, elders. The time of the great eye opening in your consciousness, the great eye of the one that you may know by many names, whom we call Sophia. We invite you to receive now, with your permission, as you are in free will choice as a sovereign being. And we would never bypass your free will choice, for we love you. And we are here to serve you in only the highest ways for your highest good. With your permission, we would offer you now an activation, including a removal of fear programs that have veiled your heart. We do this in collaboration with your higher self, and only in collaboration with your higher self. There is nothing that we will do in this transmission that could harm you. For we are aligned with the one infinite creator source and the law of one. And with that, for those of you who are willing and ready, please begin with taking a deep inhale and holding at the top of your breath, stretching out your heart and then exhaling, rolling your shoulders back, and emptying your lungs, and inhaling again, bringing in the rose pink light in through the crown of your head, sparkling, rolling your shoulders back and opening your chest and exhaling, and letting all the air out to the very bottom, inhaling and deepening the rose gold light in and through every cell of your body, expanding now. And exhaling and saying yes. Yes to this love I am. Yes, I am coming home now. And we would invite you to perceive, sense, and know that we are with you. And we are your spiritual family. For those of you who have connected with us in one form or another, feel us with you now, behind you, at your sides, and indeed before you, holding your hands, in eye contact with you, in the touching of foreheads. Our love streaming forth in an unhindered transmission of loving light, gently and softly touching your heart now. One heart, one mind, the great heart, the great mind. And if you are ready and willing, we invite you to speak after us now. I feel my one heart, one mind, connected with the one heart, one mind of Creator Source. I am now in a vertical alignment. There is a pillar of light going through my central channel. A golden stream of light moving down from my crown through my sixth chakra, my fifth chakra, my heart, my third chakra, my sacrum, down into my root and down into the earth. There is a stream of golden light moving down through the layers of earth. I am one with the great mind and heart of the one. The golden pillar of light going down and connecting now to the root center of the earth. Here I am at the core of the Mother Earth. I am one with the divine consciousness of love at the center of this earth. I am home here. I belong here. I expand now into the home of the earth I am. And I bring my awareness vertically up, vertically, up into my heart again. A golden light streaming from my tailbone up through my central channel, up and out of my crown, into the cosmos, directly straight up into the infinite omnipresent eye of the one. And here is the impenetrable light, the all-seeing, the all-knowing, the one, the pure love, the pure wisdom, the pure grace. I am, all is. And I find myself in the light. I find myself in the truth. I find myself here in the everything. I know myself as the everything. And I am home. I belong. And I expand myself into my home. And I touch everything. Rooted to the Mother Earth. And expanding through the fields of love in the universe. I bring myself now down the vertical channel of golden light into my heart. And here I open to the sanctuary of the loving light I am. This is the truth of my being. There is no fear here. There is no doubt here. There is no separation. I allow, sense, and feel a deep inner peace spreading through my body now. I am, all is. Anchored to the earth and connected to the one infinite creator source, I am ready to serve my people. I am willing to know my next step. I'm willing to know what is ready to be released in my life. I'm ready to compost and release all thoughts that do not serve me anymore. All erroneous belief structures that have limited my reality. All fear programs. I am ready to release all behaviors that are of an addictive, impulsive, and compulsive patterning that hold me in a contracted space, unable to grow to where I really need to go to serve my people. I'm ready to release all energies in my life that would hold me back, that would tell me to stay small lest they feel threatened. I'm ready to release all influences in my life, including programs, including radio waves, video waves, including anything that would bring in false information and propaganda into my field. I'm ready to release these things because I believe in myself, because I believe in my mission, because I'm ready to serve. I'm ready to know what I am capable of. Yes, yes, I am. And I'm not alone. I am not alone. Dear ones, we invite you to stretch your mind, heart, field a little bit larger now and feel the community all over the world who you are connected to right now in this moment through this community. Stretch out and feel them and stretch out and feel the beloved that you are connected to all over the cosmos, the galactic community. Feel the civilizations of the higher dimensions, the fourth dimensional communities who are outstretching their consciousness to the earth right now, willing, ready to share their technologies with the earth. Are you ready to receive? Are you ready to be a bridge person? Are you ready to help your community to go through the steps needed to make it through the grief, the dismantling, and the rebirthing into the new human blueprint, the new connected harmonic grid of the earth? It is so, it is possible, it is now, my friends, and we are with you. We bow to the divinity in each one of you. We bow to the shadow in each one of you. And we hold you as a sacred marriage in and of yourself to yourself. We recognize you. You are our family. Never forget, you are the Ascended Masters incarnate on earth now. We bow to you. At this time, we will disengage from our host and leave you with waves of enlivening, loving light transmitting to you now. And so I'm disconnecting the communication stream. Thank you, thank you, thank you to the higher dimensional helpers. Thank you all for coming. Thank you so much. We feel your love. We receive your love. And we are so grateful for this friendship. We affirm that this transmission is now complete in all space and time, physically and energetically, and so it is. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. Wow, beautiful. Thank you for that wonderful transmission. Wow, so powerful. Beautiful. I could feel physical sensations on my body in certain places as well, especially when you mentioned the forehead to forehead. I could feel that physically, as like there was no doubt. I could feel the forehead to forehead. There was no doubt at all in my mind that that's what was occurring.
Yeah, I'm like in tears right now. I have tears streaming down my face because when they come in, it's just like every time I'm like, God, we're so blessed. We are so blessed, you know, and I can't wait for the time when the people, our people, right, our brothers and sisters on earth, when we are all awake to these communities of light around us.
Wow. Man, how does that feel? Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
It's happening.
It is.
Every day more and more. It's happening.
It's happening, yeah. And the more we do to nourish, the faster it'll happen for ourselves and for others and for all beings and all realms. But also here on this earth where it is mostly, I can only speak from my limited perspective. I don't know if there's equivalents of Earth's other, you know, where there's people in a 3D reality. The majority in a 3D reality. But here on Earth, it is so needed. It is so, so needed. Yeah.
That's right. And they know it. They know. That's why there's just millions of them right now with their focus on the Earth. I mean, there's councils and, you know this. It's like there's councils dedicated to our planet's ascension right now. And, and I think many of us are on those councils. Like they said, we are the ascended masters incarnate in bodies right now. And like, I believe that's true. There's many of us are with you, Ian, in other communities of light and doing our light work. To some degree, knowing that we are from these larger spiritual families and higher dimensional communities, and we chose to be here on Earth right now to serve in this way. And we just have to wake up, clear the trauma from our bodies, right? Do our work, do what we need to do to be fully embodied and self-validated, you know, remembering who we are, not being ashamed of it, apologetic, or afraid of it. I am a light worker. You know, I heal through sound. Like, whatever your gift is, just validate it within yourself. You don't have to get egoic and, you know, shout it from the rooftop in that way. But once you can claim it in yourself, I am, right, a medicine woman. The medicine I carry is, you know, A, B, C, right? I'm clairvoyant. I work with dreams. I'm a shapeshifter. Energy flows through my hands, right? I have the power of the word, right? I'm a great networker. I connect people. Proclaim your gifts, right? And then get to work, right? Get in your communities of light workers and let's start collaborating and rippling out the light.
Truth. Such truth, so beautiful. Maria, thank you so much for really gracing our show and bringing on the higher beings into our space as well. Thank you for just sharing that amazing vibration. Yeah, and for making your incredible offer available. Both of those offers are so generous, amazing, amazing vibration that they carry, so much healing, so much transformation that those offers carry. And you are truly an amazing, beautiful soul. So thank you so much for being here on Wisdom of the Ancients, sharing your love and your light with the community. So thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Ian. I'm very, very grateful for you and your work in the world as well. So a deep bow of love and respect to you, and a deep bow of love and respect to everyone with us today and on the replays. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. Love, love. Everyone, thank you so much for being here. Thank you for shining your lights and bringing your amazing energy to the show. It's so incredible to have everyone part of this community. You know, we can feel it every time when we gather together. We can really feel the vibration increase. The frequency is just gets higher and higher. And you're doing amazing work. We're doing amazing work together. And we're all making a difference. And even if it's a small, small, small way, it makes a difference. And it compounds, it amplifies, it gets magnified. So thank you so much, sweet souls, for being here. We thank Divine Mother, Divine Father, Mother Earth, and Father Sun. We thank the Ancient Ones. We thank the beautiful divine beings of love, light, power, and service. Namaste, everyone.